Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Pleased that you decided to spend part of your day with us on Grow Siouxland on behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, who's not only a great producer and a tremendous online, on-air personality, but a dear friend. We'd like to thank our program sponsor, a sponsor for many, many years, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, we continue to send our best wishes and our deepest sympathies to those who continue to battle and recover from the floods of earlier this summer. Please be assured that our thoughts and prayers remain with all those who were adversely affected. Speaking of adversely affected, we have a guest today joining us from California. Mr. Ed McClellan is a chaplain, a family outreach coordinator, who runs a not-for-profit called 22 Too Many. The number 22 and then 2, T-O-O as in greater than, too many. And it's an organization dedicated to military suicide awareness and remembrance. Ed, welcome to the Grow Siouxland radio program.
Hi there. Thank you so much.
It's nice to have a visitor from California. We'll get to that over the course of the program. We're also going to talk extensively about the not-for-profit that you founded and that you've established and that you now have managerial responsibility for executing and brings you all the way out to Iowa from California as you travel from coast to coast on behalf of your not-for-profit organization. But Ed, as we do each Saturday morning on this radio program, before we get into the substance of this important organization, we'd like to introduce you to our listening audience. If you'd be so kind, tell us about where you grew up.
Well, I'm a California native.
Born and raised Californian, huh?
Born and raised, not the Bay Area, but East Bay.
So that means Northern California.
Northern California. An hour from San Francisco, basically. Grew up there.
North or south of San Francisco?
North.
Okay. So that is, you're getting quite a ways north when you're...
Yeah, in the California Delta, and now I'm in the Sierra Foothills near Sonora, California, in a really small town called Tuolumne. And it's just a little slower pace, you know, than down there in the crazy Bay Area.
But you've seen the growth of the Bay Area, I mean, throughout your life. What a tremendous transformation.
It is, because I have to go back home about once a week, just business and to visit my son. And it's just, it's hard because there's so many, you know, one town that I grew up in, 5,000 is now 60,000.
Unbelievable.
You know, so it's the growth is crazy.
Tell me, did you have a somewhat idyllic childhood out there in California? Nice, you know, little league baseball parks, riding bikes.
You know, I'm probably from one of those broken, dysfunctional families. I mean, it might have something to do with why I do what I do now, but. Nothing exciting, but I did graduate high school and a little bit of junior college, and I was in construction for about 25 years.
So grew up in California, and after junior college, did you remain in that area and start your professional career?
Yes, basically the California Delta, there's a lot of waterfront properties, and my friend, the reason why I'm here, his dad and his dad's business partner ran a dock building company, and I worked for them on and off for about 20 years. So,
okay, and that's my friend and colleague, Eric Allen.
Yes.
Eric with Nelson Construction, and a tremendous individual. And, of course, Eric's spouse, Lori, also a friend of yours. Excuse me. Lori has served for over a decade as the director of finance for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So another local tie.
You know, I went to high school with Eric. I'm a couple years older than him. We've known each other a really long time, and I couldn't remember how long they have been out of California, but it's been more than 25 years, and so I'm just seeing my old friends, you know, after not seeing them for probably 30 years.
Yeah, it's really was quite remarkable. I would say this. I have known Eric and Lori for probably 15 years now, and they are a tremendous asset to our community. We're lucky to have them. Eric's a real asset and ambassador for Nelson Construction, and Lori's been a tremendous addition to our staff. Her attention to detail, her organizational skills, quite honestly, Ed, they're second to none.
I can totally believe that.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 on your FM dial, where our guest today is Mr. Ed McClelland from Northern California. Ed is the founder and now the leader of a not-for-profit organization focused on military suicide awareness and remembrance. The organization is called 22 Too Many. And Ed, I must gather from the name of this not-for-profit that it is in recognition of the 22 suicides per day on average that we see from military veterans.
That is correct. And just to clarify, we're actually two nonprofits working together. I founded Operation Creekside way back in 2009, and I met Carrie Jacobs from 22 Too Many in 2013, and that's what got me interested in what's happening in this ministry. Basically, I had an Army chaplain who was deployed in 2011 to Iraq, and we were shipping him all kinds of care packs. He came home, he was still in the Army, and he took his own life in January of 2014. And 11 and a half months later, his assistant also took his life. So basically, that was my introduction to PTSD. And from that, we've, over the years, now we've totally shifted our mission. And it's about what we're doing now, which is visiting families nationwide that have lost a loved one to suicide. And then quite often, we'll actually work with the families and we'll build a beautiful memorial bench for their loved one and deliver them. I have two with me now that are going. One's going to North Dakota and the other one's going to Montana this weekend coming up.
And do you personally drive those benches to those locations?
It's the only way to do it because it's very difficult. Obviously, a chaplain can put himself in difficult situations, I think, but it's difficult. And this is something that you don't just deliver on a truck. This is something that you deliver in person. And everywhere I go, I get veteran groups that are local to go with me on the day of the delivery, and that's really helpful.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. As I said earlier, my name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host. Our guest today is Ed McClelland. And Ed, I may have given you a little too much credit in saying that you founded and lead the organization. Your partners with the founder of 22 Too Many, which is a military suicide awareness and remembrance group, but you're also a chaplain doing mission work, and that's tied in to this not-for-profit organization, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So it's I don't know if it's rare or if it's unusual, but we are two nonprofits that work very closely together. 22 Too Many supports what I'm doing, and actually I'm their chaplain. You know, I'm the founder of Operation Creekside, but it's not that confusing, but we work together. And the founder of 22 Too Many is actually went on one delivery with me, so she understands what this is like. And what we want to do is just show loving kindness to these families.
Well, these are obviously families who are hurting. And I want to say thank you on behalf of our Siouxland community. This is a community that doesn't really have an active duty military presence per se. We have an Air National Guard unit. We have an Army Guard unit. There's no active duty military installation, but there are some guard units. And there are some full-time people with the guard. But so many people in our community have an affiliation with the guard. Maybe they're a past member. So they're, of course, veterans. As I said earlier, my father, God bless him, he's now 87 years old, a Vietnam veteran. I'm a veteran. I have children who are serving, and that's not an uncommon story in this community, Ed. As you know your dear friends, Eric and Lori Allen, both veterans of the United States Air Force, active duty members. Believe they met in Germany. I know it's Europe. I'm not certain that it was Germany, but I know that's where they met. And your work to bring some comfort to those families suffering the loss of a loved veteran through suicide is so important.
You know, it's interesting. Eric and I are old friends, and his dad's partner recently passed away, and basically I shared the news with him. His dad and the dad's partner was an Air Force veteran, and Eric has been tracking what we've been doing with this mission, and he goes, I've got somebody in town I need you to meet. And you know, you take that with a grain of salt sometimes, but it turns out that there are eight of our eight families of the 22 too many in our database in Iowa. So my goal now is to actually get this company. You know the company well, I think.
I do, and we're going to talk about them in the second half of the program. But you've started a relationship with a local organization, and we'll visit about that after this commercial break. So
great.
We'll look forward to that. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Our guest today is Ed McClellan. Ed is a partner in 22 Too Many. He serves as the chaplain for this military suicide awareness and remembrance organization. They do everything they can to ease the suffering of those families who have lost a loved one who was a military veteran to suicide. Ed is originally from the West Coast, a Northern California native who now travels the country delivering benches. And we're going to talk specifically about those benches after this short commercial break. We'll be right back after this message. Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Again, pleased that you have decided to spend part of your day with Powell Broadcasting. Ask Earl May, comes on at the bottom of the hour. Before we get there, we're going to continue our conversation with Ed McClellan, who serves as the chaplain and family outreach coordinator for an organization called 22 Too Many. 22 Too Many refers to the number, the average per day number of suicides of our military veterans, a number that is way too high. And Ed, again, God bless you and your peers at 22 Too Many and Creekside Ministries for all your work. Tell us a little bit about the benches, and then we'll talk about the local tie for those benches.
So quite a few years ago, one of the first families that I had met, the mother in Rock Springs, Wyoming, she saw some kind of military-looking bench on Facebook, on social media, and she kind of like, she wanted that bench, and I was just thinking to, you know, purchase it and bring it to her. Turns out that bench was made in England, so that was out of the question. So I asked her if we could build one, especially for her son Joshua, and she said yes. And so that was the first delivery back in like 2017, and I didn't think anything of it at that time. But then next thing you know, we got one in Klamath Falls, Oregon. We've got one in Custer, South Dakota. And before you know it, we have four or five, and these families are like, wow. And they're beautiful. I've got two with me right now.
So this is a bench that is for a resident, sits on the front porch, perhaps, but in some way, is it personalized to the veteran who was lost to suicide or to their family?
They are all unique, and the family helps me design them. And it's amazing what these companies can do, like the company we're going to talk about that is probably going to build my benches here. Amazing what they can do with the laser cutting, because these are metal, these are powder coated, these are $2,000 item that the families get for free.
Well, and let's talk about that local business. You met with Dan Lee of the Port Neal Welding Company and began to talk about his company building benches for your organization in this part of the U.S.
So I had a phone conversation with Dan and dropped in today about an hour ago, and he wasn't there, but his main man, Norby, he was so great. And within minutes, I figured, you know, we're probably going to get, this is probably going to work out really well. And I've got a promo bench, and the promo bench is in honor of that chaplain and assistant that I told you about. I gave them my promo bench so they could look at it, so it could be helpful for them to get rolling in this, because I have 450 families in my database. Now, if you do the math, 22 a day is like 660 a month, so I could never, you know, get there, you know, logically. But if I get this shop here in Iowa up and running, and there's another shop in Wisconsin that's thinking about joining us, then we can build more benches. We can go bless more families. That's the key. That's the idea of this mission. You know, I've shifted my whole mission to dealing with showing loving kindness to these families. It's amazing. They don't get much attention whatsoever.
Well, it's great to see, and I don't have enough kind words for Dan Lee and his company and what they mean to this community. Their philanthropy, their capital investment, the number of people they employ, the quality of the work that they do, and I'm not one bit surprised that Dan Lee and his team said, "Hey, we want to participate. We'll be a part of this." That's very consistent with the company, their corporate culture, and the quality of individuals that choose to work there. If you'd like to learn more about 22 Too Many, you may visit them on the internet at the number 22, then the word 2, T-O-O, and the word many.org. So again, that's 22toomany.org. If you'd like to learn more about Ed's other not-for-profit endeavor, Operation Creekside, you can learn more at operationcreekside.org. And Ed, if you have folks in the listening audience today who would like to learn more about these organizations or perhaps even donate, how would they go about donating to 22 Too Many?
You know, the website is really the website is great, especially for the 22 Too Many. They have pictures and the stories of every one of these heroes. And like I say, we're at about 450 right now. You can click on Army. I mean, this post-traumatic stress and moral injury, it affects every branch. You know, it's not just the Army, it's not just the Marines. Every branch is affected. So the best bet is to see what we're doing and to, like for us, on a smaller scale, but we're visiting these families in person. So I think the best thing for us is just to show people what we're doing. We're not hard sell on the fundraising. We do need funding to do what we do. I mean, I'm driving a truck and a trailer across country, and even with better fuel prices, you know, I'm still spending $150 a day, and then you know, hotels, and you know, I've got two deliveries to make this weekend, and I've got two families to visit, and those initial visits could be, you know, could be hours.
Well, we're certainly going to make sure that that you leave the Siouxland area with a few dollars in your pocket. But we also want to spread the word that if you would like to financially support the work of, excuse me, of Ed McClellan and 22 Too Many, an organization dedicated to military suicide awareness and remembrance, you may visit them at their website, 22toomany.org, or simply give us a call at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and we'll make sure that we direct you. Our number is 712-255-7903, and we can also make sure that we get money to Ed and his organization if that's easier for you to do so. Ed, I want to talk a little bit about your relationship with Dan Lee and Port Neal Welding. How did you first realize that there was a company in this part of the country that does a great job with steel and laser cutting and powder coating, and that they make a world-class bench?
You know, it's obvious. Obvious, it's from my good friend Eric Allen that I've known since high school. He tracks what we're doing on social media. And he just sent me a picture of Dan's card one day, and he actually went in and talked to Dan. So it wasn't just out of the blue. Do you know how hard it is to connect with a company on the phone? It's very difficult. But that first conversation with Dan was good. I checked out the website, and he told me about what do you call those things at Freedom Park? The career war vets with the I was just there half hour ago.
Yeah, for those of you who may not be familiar, Dan Lee and Port Neal Welding is responsible for the replica of the Korean War Memorial that is now on display at the Freedom Park in South Sioux City, Nebraska. And it's an impressive park. I mean, you have Brigadier General Buddendorf Day Interpretive Center. You have the Painted Rock. You have the only half-scale replica of the Vietnam Veterans War Memorial that is carved out of the same exact granite as the actual memorial in Washington, D.C., which, if memory serves, and I believe it does, comes from the granite in Cold Spring, the granite quarry in Cold Spring, Minnesota. In addition to that, you now have the Korean War Memorial replica, which Dan Lee laser cut and did a beautiful job with.
Absolutely. Like I say, I was just there an hour ago and very comfortable with his team and seeing what they do. There's so much of their work inside the shop. And like I said, I was so comfortable I left my prize bench knowing that they're going to come through.
Well, the good news is that means you're going to have to come back through here to get that bench. So we'll look for you on the rebound on a subsequent trip sometime in the future.
Absolutely. Like I say, I can now talk to some of these families in Iowa now that I know that I have this shop, you know, that's going to be able to do what we need done, because these have to be done correctly. And, you know, this is a big deal. That's why we deliver them in person.
And we want to make sure that we help you in every way that we can, calling attention to this horrible tragedy among veterans and in our armed forces. 22 too many, referring to, you know, even one suicide, whether of a veteran or otherwise, is too many. Anything we can do to call attention to the mental health issues, to support the families of those veterans who have been lost to suicide. You talked about learning more about PTSD. It's with us. It's going to be with us. And this is a community that has always done a tremendous job supporting our veterans. So we're going to do what we can to help defray some of the costs associated with the benches that will be made for those families right here in our hometown. So thank you for your efforts.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest, Mr. Ed McClellan, who serves as the chaplain and family outreach coordinator for 22 Too Many, a military suicide awareness and remembrance organization. Ed is from all the way out in Northern California, but traveling coast to coast to ease the suffering of those families who have lost a military veteran and loved one to suicide. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday. Please go out and make it a great weekend.